We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I am Adam Edwards. It is Monday, February 9th, 2026. Here is your early week forecast for Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service. We start off today on a mild note with highs in the low to mid 40s. And it's not exactly warm, but for February, it is a pretty comfortable start. And tomorrow is where it's really going to warm up, with temperatures climbing into the low to mid 50s, which is well above normal for this time of year. But just don't let it fool you yet, because rain could also move in throughout the day. By Wednesday, things cool off a bit, with highs in the upper 40s and another chance for rain, keeping conditions unsettled. Thursday is going to bring us back to some more typical February weather, with highs in the low to mid 40s and lingering chances for more precipitation. So enjoy the brief taste of warmth early on, because winter isn't really quite ready to let go just yet. Now, moving on over to road construction, various construction projects in Champaign and Urbana have resulted in multiple road closures. One eastbound lane of University Avenue and one northbound lane of Mattis Avenue near the University and Mattis intersection will be closed in Champaign. This is to account for the new installation of a mast arm at the northeast corner of the intersection. The work will take place from 6 a.m. to noon tomorrow. Also in Champaign, one northbound lane of Prospect Avenue between Kirby Avenue and Arrow Road will be closed from 6 to 10 a.m. today. This will be to account for a hydro excavation at the southeast corner of the intersection. And going over to sports now, Illinois women's basketball fell to USC 70-62 yesterday at a sold-out State Farm Center. The Illinois Fighting Illini were led by freshman forward Sierra Parchment, who finished with 16 points and 12 rebounds. Freshman guard Destiny Jackson added 17 points and 8 steals, while sophomore forward Barry Wallace added 10 points. The game was played in front of over 15,000 fans, the program's first sellout since 1999 and the largest Big Ten crowd this season. Illinois hosts Wisconsin Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Now moving over into arts and entertainment, CU Folk and Roots Winter Weekend concluded this Saturday at the Rose Bowl Tavern. WPGU News correspondent Kelly Schliwa spoke with festival director Carrie Chandler about the festival and the fall showcase.
We're a nonprofit organization, so we like to curate different events throughout the year outside of our festival to bring awareness and support to our festival. So Winter Weekend, it has been around for 10 years this year, and it's kind of our little mini winter festival to help promote the upcoming festival, the full festival in the fall.
Sliwa also visited the Coneflowers performance and spoke with guitarist and vocalist MJ Walker.
Folk and Roots, you know, is all about letting and giving space for, you know, people who don't necessarily perform all the time. They're not like, you know, amazing musicians necessarily, but they love music and they love making music with other people. And, or they love dance and they love dancing with other people. And so they, the whole like ethos of Folk and Roots just really speaks to Coneflowers and what we're about.
Be sure to follow the Folk and Roots Festival this upcoming fall for its annual showcase from October 1st through 3rd. Now, finishing this broadcast off, we've got WPGU News correspondent Taylor Casey's review of the Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny performed at the Super Bowl yesterday featuring Lady Gaga and her song Die With a Smile, as well as Ricky Martin, former member of boy band Menudo. Right off the bat, the creativity was unmatched. There was so much culture and beauty seen throughout the performance. He represented daily life on the stage featuring farmers, barbers, a shaved ice stand, and more to reflect daily life in Latin American culture. Bad Bunny also held a football with a powerful message reading, quote, "Together we are America," end quote. That wasn't the only positive message throughout the show. The Jumbotron and the flags at the end carried similar messages. It all accurately reflects the components that make a community. Bad Bunny also played hits like Baile Inolvidable and Nueva Yo that made me feel like getting up and dancing. This performance felt both symbolic and touching, and is a good reminder for people to come together within their communities and reflect on the importance of culture and music. That was a review written by news correspondent Taylor Casey. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Grace Avila, Kennedy Caldwell, Kelly Sliwa, and Taylor Casey. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.